Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside. Hello and welcome to another Project Love podcast episode. It has been, how long has it been, Vicky? It's been ages.
2 months. 2 whole months.
We took a little sabbatical, as we announced in the last episode, to take the summer to, focus on other things, not podcast related. And now we're coming back to a new format where we do this once a month, just Vicky and me waxing lyrical about life, love, careers. And it feels good to be back. How do you feel, yeah, Vicky?
Yeah, so good to be back. Yeah, God, what a long time. I don't think we've ever had a big break like this from the podcast in years. So yeah, really nourishing break and feels really good to be back.
Yeah, I was really excited to be back. And I didn't want to let go of the podcast because I do love it so much. But I have to say, like week two, I just realized how much more space I had in my life and yeah, how much, you know, space it kind of cleared to be able to think about like what next and dream and reflect and take my time. And it's been good, but it's great to be back with you, Vicky, and with our lovely listeners.
Yeah.
So it is quarterly review time. We're now, as we approach October, it's ready to take a look at our final quarter going ahead and reflect on how the last quarter has been. And today, we can finally reveal the beautiful cover of the new Goodbye 2021, Hello 2022 journal. You can pre-order it today and it will arrive from the 14th of October, which is its official publication date. And, oh God, Vicky, isn't it gorgeous? I love this one so much. Yeah. I am already excited to use it. I love having it there. Oh, this yellow colour is just giving me all the feels.
I love it so much. Really in love with this new design. And we can't wait for you to see it.
Yeah. So, Vicky, how have these past 3 months been? How was it going through your quarterly check-in?
Oh, it's always such a pleasure, isn't it? Just sitting down and having a moment to take stock. I love it so much. I know we say this in every quarterly review podcast, but it's just so, so wonderful to sit down and have a look through and, you know, check in with those commitments and see how you got on. And yeah, it was amazing. Did it over a cup of tea this morning. And it was so nice having that time to reflect.
Yeah, I really loved discovering, it's going to sound weird, but discovering the kind of the new version of me that is emerging, like the new sides of me that are coming out. And until I sort of start, you know, writing out on the page, I hadn't really necessarily realised that that's what's going on for me. And I was really delighted to see how happy and content I'm feeling right now. And I'm just looking back at the start of July and I've written, quite at peace, like not 100% there, but kind of starting to feel peaceful. It's a real tumultuous year. And it's now I'm just like so happy, grateful, content, and excited for what lies ahead. And it's just a lovely reminder that life is a constant up and down. And for me to really be grateful and just enjoy those moments where I'm actually feeling really good and to celebrate that.
Love it.
Also, this time, as I was chatting to Vicky before we hit record, I just had a little flick back. So we say to you guys, have a look at page 66, where you write down all the things you could do, big or small, to make 2021 your year of whatever you decided your focus to be. But I went a little bit further back and I went to page 52 and 53, what do you want to make your 2021 all about? And I hadn't actually gone back over those pages since I wrote them back in December or January. And it was amazing. I was reading them out to Vicky and I was like, I hadn't realised how much, I'd forgotten what I'd written and I hadn't realised how much of it I'm doing. I mean, there were things I wrote in there that I've done, and I had no idea that at the start of the year I was even thinking of that. So it's been wonderful to actually really go even further back and look at what I wrote in the journal. So I really recommend it. It's also a good way to go, right, we've got one quarter left. Mm. All those things I'd written down I really wanted to do and have not done them. If I still want to do them, now is your chance. For those of you who are last-minuters, this can be a really important part of the year where you finally get started on all those plans you made at the start of the year.
I didn't realise that I had written on page 52, I'd written move house and create your own office. And I hadn't even remembered that I had written that down. And yeah, I mean...
Did you do it?
Yes, I did.
Woohoo! Yeah. Let's start there. Yeah, what's been going on for you in the past 3 months?
Yes, well, that's the biggest news for me, that I actually moved house, which is such a big deal considering I lived in my previous place for coming up to a decade. And, you know, this is a change that I've been wanting to make for years now. I mean, before lockdown, before COVID, it was already on my radar. And then, you know, it had to be delayed because of COVID and lockdown. And so to have made it come true in 2021, because I didn't really know how it was going to happen when I wrote it down. I think that's why I didn't commit to it in any of the quarters, because I wasn't really sure how I could make that change. And so to be sitting here right now, looking out to the garden as I record this, it's just the best feeling to just now, I get to enjoy it. You know, all the hard work's done. It's been a really big 6 weeks, but I feel really settled now. I've lived here for 3 weeks, 3 weeks yesterday. And so, yeah, I'm really starting to feel really settled, and now I get to enjoy it. It's just the best feeling.
Oh, it's so amazing. And it just shows the power of setting intentions. Like I really love the quarterly check-ins, largely just reflecting on what's happened and what I, you know, want to be focusing on going forward. As you'll see when we get to the commitments we've made over the last 3 months, I do not always stick to my commitments at all. But it just shows the power of setting an intention that, you know, at the start of the year and then, and along the way, you've had some disappointments and setbacks. You know, it hasn't been easy by any means. But those of you who've listened to a lot of our episodes, particularly during lockdown, you will have heard on many occasions us talking about Vicky's complete lack of doors in her previous home, which when there's two of you and a dog, but not well, at least two of you working, I don't know what the dog was doing, but like it's just, and no doors, and you coach people and you need quiet and your husband likes to have quiet and peace. Like, I don't know how you didn't both explode. So it's pretty huge. How many doors have you got now, Vicky? How many doors do you have?
Oh, I have a bedroom for the first time in a long time.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's just so, it's so surreal, isn't it? Just going, oh, my God, a bedroom. It's really lovely having a bedroom.
I had not considered that. Obviously, it looked like in their beautiful studio flat that you did have a bedroom, and it wasn't like, you know, a loft space with just a bed whacked in the middle of it. You did have shelves and stuff around it. But, yeah, of course, you didn't have a door to a bedroom. You didn't have a door to anything apart from the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. So now I've got an office, bedroom, and there's storage cupboards and garden, and it's amazing.
I've got a question then, you know, because it wasn't always easy. You weren't sure how you were going to do it. You've been 10 years in that place. It's a hard change to make. And it was still, you know, the uncertainty, lockdown got in the way, this pesky global pandemic. you set an intention, you didn't put commitments into your quarterly, into your sort of quarterly check-in. So how did you make this happen? What do you think was the key to you actually manifesting this beautiful home?
Well, this is the first time I've actually written it in the journal that I wanted to move house, even though I've been wanting to move house for about, I'd probably say 3 years. I've been wanting to move, and that readiness to move has been increasing as I've got more frustrated with, you know, the previous flat. And I think that I think we've talked about this before, when you realize that you want to make a change, then you start to see all of the obstacles in the way, and then they start to become a bit more like, oh, right, okay, need to focus on that, need to figure that out. And so it's sort of, I think it activated my problem solver mind to start just figuring things out. And it wasn't a linear journey, as you mentioned. You know, there's been disappointments and setbacks, many disappointments over the years of trying to figure out what the solution is, what the right solution is. And I think there's been value in all those things I've tried. One of the things I did this year, actually, no, it was last year, end of last year, is that I entered this self-build challenge project in my local community. And working on that, I think, was a key piece of the puzzle, because it meant that me and my husband came together and worked on a project together, which was all about moving and creating this kind of change. And we found out earlier this year that I think we got into the final eight, but we didn't win. And even though that obviously was a disappointment and we didn't win that, it just helped us to get into the mindset of moving and brought us together and helped us to really bond over this move. And I think that was a key thing for, well, it helped my mindset, I think. Helped us to both feel a bit more ready for it. I can only connect the dots looking back that played a key role. It's such a big lesson, isn't it? That, you know, everything on the journey is valuable, even if the thing you try doesn't take you to that thing you want. There's always valuable lessons along the way.
It was still moving things forward. And it's so interesting what you say there, because it's a number of times people have said, well, actually, it was the first time I actually put that in my journal.
Yeah.
And in that act of writing it down in your journal, whether it's the Goodbye Hello journal or some other journal, but like writing it down. And I think what's beautiful about the Goodbye Hello journal is that you are, the things that you write, they are a kind of, that is the first step out of dreaming and, you know, the dream world into like, okay, taking this dream seriously. Committing it to the page, writing it down, acknowledging to myself and the receiving page that this is something that I really want, but it's something that I'm actually committing to putting out there and you know, making it happen and just, letting it be known that this is something that I want. And as soon as you start doing that, and you can then start, like you say, you started to see, turned it into a practical project. So it goes from being a desire, a dream, a desire, and perhaps getting caught up in like one day, will it ever happen? One day, to going, I want this to happen. Right. Mm. What are the practical steps I would need to do to make this happen?
Yeah.
And then suddenly it does become, you know, that's one of the biggest steps from reality into reality, you know, is turning a dream, looking at the practical steps that could make it a possibility. It's really exciting, really inspiring to hear that. Love it.
It reminds me of that quote, and you know, I'm going to include a garden analogy, which we always love to do on the Project Love podcast. The day that you plant the seed isn't the day that you eat the fruit. And it just reminds me of that quote, because looking back, I think I planted the seed about 3 years ago in another journal, in my Morning Pages journal, where I started to realize this is a source of stress, actually, you know, working in this environment, you know, in just one room and all of that. And so that was the start of the journey. You know, that was where I sort of started to plant that seed. And there's been so many ups and downs along the way, and twists and turns, as is always the case. And feels all the more rewarding. I think that quite often the things that I'm really proud of, things that bring me happiness, are also the things that have challenged me the most. They're the most rewarding things as well. So yeah, it's been a big, big journey to get here, and I'm really relieved mainly, and so grateful to be here now, to be in and feeling settled here.
Talking of garden analogies, Vicky, quick acoustic change if there is one, because I'm now in Sammy's bunk bed hiding from the rubbish truck that's passing in the front of my window.
But yeah, I was speaking to a client recently who, when we first started off her coaching program, she had this vision board and the vision of the next 10 years. And then over the past few months, she was suddenly sounding a bit like sort of flat. And she was suddenly heard her talking about how, you know, she's being more realistic about her dreams and perhaps not going so big. And I was like, what is going on? And well, I realised she's doing that classic thing of she'd started off with a vision of what she wants her life to look like in the next 10 years. And I was just like, look, you're it's like you've got a garden, you've got a vision for what you want the garden to look like. But at the moment, it's just one big square of soil and you're planting seeds just because those seeds haven't yet grown into an abundant like tree full of fruit. It doesn't mean that those shoots aren't starting to show. It doesn't mean that underneath the ground, it's germinating, the seeds aren't germinating. So, you know, don't give up so soon just because it doesn't feel like it's getting anywhere or it feels like you're trying things and they're not working. It's like you say, when you look back on reflection, actually, even those disappointments, even those setbacks were actually moving the dream forward. And sometimes it's not until afterwards that we realize that. And it's really important that we don't expect things to just, you know, happen like that. When I wrote down, you know, what's happened in your life since July, the first thing I wrote down, the first thing that came to mind was, I've gone from a work-life balance to a life-work balance. And in the summer holidays, when Sammy was on holidays, I did an 8-hour work week experiment. And it was really in doing my Monday crew messages over the summer and talking about this and talking about, you know, just looking at the way I was designing my life and talking about work-life balance. And I was sort of like, why are we saying work-life balance? Why are we not starting with the most important thing, which is life? Why aren't we saying, oh, you know, I'm working on my life, family, fun, work balance? Like, even that, I was like, just even the fact that we call it a work-life balance, it's putting work first. And so I've been really challenging myself on that and challenging the parts of me that are still completely, my identity is really caught up in my career and you know, my kind of workaholic tendencies. And I've started a new mantra, which is there's more, it's going to sound ridiculous, there's more to life than work, which I laugh because, well, of course there's more to life than work. But often during the working week, I'm operating as if work is the most important thing at all times, particularly between nine and five. Like, work nearly always trumps in my decision making. It's like, should I go and sit out in the sun for 20 minutes? Well, you've got work to do. Yeah, I've always got work to do, but shall I just go? Yeah, okay, I'm going to go and sit out in the sun. But before I would have gone, no, you've got work to do. And so it's really been focusing on that and it's been having a big impact, quite profound impact actually, on how I'm feeling, decisions I'm making, and actually the direction of my business as well.
Ooh, I love it.
Also, the big part for me has been hanging out with friends and family. My brother was visiting from Texas with my niece and nephew. I've only met my nephew properly twice. He's two now, because they moved to Texas just before lockdown. So we didn't have the visits to see them that we thought we would get. And but seeing friends, like hanging, you know, I went with a group of our girlfriends to Margate. It was just one enormous love fest of cuddles and catching up, you know, going to friends' houses, having barbecues, you know, not having to, like, being able to go indoors with our friends and stay the night there. And it's been really, that's been a real highlight to the past 3 months, for sure. And just really grateful that we can have that now.
Oh, I know. Yeah. So important that we don't go back to the old ways of taking those kinds of things for granted, you know, to really savour them. And we had a friend of ours from LA that we hadn't seen. It was about 18 months, maybe longer, actually, that we hadn't seen her. And just having her back, oh, wasn't it the best? Just
good. Yeah. I know. It's been pretty amazing catching up with everyone. So, Vicky, what have you done that you're proud of?
Move house.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm so proud of my younger self for planting the seed all those years ago, and just for patience, to have patience along the way, and for always giving things a go and trying projects out that would help me to get here. Yeah, I'm so proud of this new home that we've created here. I'm really happy here, really grateful to be here.
Oh, it's amazing. What I put in for what have you done that you're proud of? My garden.
Yeah. How's your propagating going?
Vicky, I was thinking of you guys. I was thinking of you and the Project Love listeners, because it's coming along really well. And I propagated some, you know, I can't remember the actual name of the plant, but it's an indoor plant that sort of, you know, that dangles down and tumbles down, the leaves tumble down. And it's going really well. It's really coming along. So I'm so excited about this new hobby of mine, this new passion of mine for gardening and plants. And it's really tied in with that desire to, you know, I was reflecting back on the desire to explore nature-based spirituality. And the course I've been talking about that I've been doing with Donna, Deepening Into Life, the two of those things really coming together. And I just love gardening. I still have no idea of what I'm doing, Vicky. So, but nevertheless, I love it. And it's really, if I loved a garden analogy before, then I am fully committed to them now. So, but there's so many lessons you learn from watching nature, observing nature, getting to understand nature. And it's just, it's just endless. Cheesy though it may sound, I don't care. It's the endless lessons that you can get from it. So I love it. There were other things I was proud of, but that was number one. And it made me very happy. And that's what I mean by this different versions of myself emerging. I was just like, I mentioned my garden a lot in this check-in. And I love that. I love that that's been one of the developments this year. It really brings me a lot of joy and happiness. Talking of happiness, what have your happiness moments been?
Oh, enjoying the new garden. So a lot of garden nature love today. I've had so many moments over the past few days of just sitting and just watching and just listening to the birds and looking at this big tree that looms over the garden that's on the street, and just really savouring these moments in nature, just really being present in the garden and enjoying some of the sunshine as well that we've had. That's been really lovely over the last few weeks to get some sun.
Yeah, summer arrived late, but at least it arrived, even though it was once the school holidays had finished. The poor kids, they like finished school and the grey clouds arrived, and then as the grey clouds lifted, they went back to school. Anyway, Sammy didn't seem to care much. But yeah, it's just, I do think it's definitely since lockdown, since the, you know, 18 months or more of living, you know, being forced home, and whether you have a garden or not, we've still got parks, we've still got trees around us wherever we are. And I definitely think something that's come out of it is, you know, they say that, you know, people buying indoor plants and focusing on their gardens has just exploded since the start of lockdown. And I just think people have, you know, we've kind of been, I wouldn't say forced, but definitely with limited options, we've found our way back to really having a newfound love and reverence for the simple things in nature. And I'm definitely discovering like the magic and the wonder in it. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Loving it. Gardens, gardens, gardens. Happiest moments, gardening. But yeah, gardening, friends, and our lovely kitchen, which I'm also completely in love with.
It's the best kitchen.
I feel it is I'm very grateful, and I don't take it lightly how
you know, lucky I am to love parts of the home that I live in. Not every part, we're still working on it, but like to love my kitchen and to just feel so happy and grateful is, yeah, something that I don't take for granted, for sure. So yeah, that's in my happiest moments and in my gratitude, along with my garden. What have been your most challenging moments over the past quarter?
Well, I said before that, you know, I'm realizing that actually my most challenging moments are also, they tend to be tied into my happiest moments as well, and also my most grateful, things I'm most grateful for. And it's definitely moving, you know, the upheaval of moving and going through, you know, 10 years of stuff and figuring out what to bring to the next place. And we just had a few weeks of just decluttering everything, you know, every single teeny thing, you know, every box of receipts in a drawer that's been sitting there for like God knows how long, 8 years or something. And, you know, you just, it's really rare, isn't it, to go through all your stuff in such detail.
Yes. So
it was really enjoyable. It just took a long, long time. That was definitely a challenge, the whole upheaval of it, really. Yeah.
Mm. So my challenge has been laying a boundary with someone who likes to, has quite a lot of entitlement going on and has caused my family, Fon, Sammy and I, well, Sammy's oblivious to it, but caused Fons and I some challenges, let's put it that way. But I was really, so it's my challenge has been to not let the vengeful warrior within me take charge of the situation and be aggressive or passive aggressive or send an email that's basically telling them off and telling them what's what and da 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 da. And instead I was like, I acknowledge that side. I acknowledge that she wanted to punish and, you know, all the things she wanted to do. And, you know, and I was just like, I get it. I hear you. Like, let's do some shaking and stomping and get all that rage out. But that's not how I want to communicate. I want to lay a firm boundary, but with kindness and respectfulness, and to not let the passive aggression seep out and sneak into the email that I was going to send. And actually at first I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to like skulk away and just freeze and go small. And then I thought, realized that a lot of my anger about the situation was anger at myself for not standing up and saying, this isn't okay. And this is what my request is. This is how it makes me feel. This is what my request is. And this is some of the tools I learned from a relationship course I did earlier on in the year. And I sent the email and I was so proud of myself. And it's still, I talk about it in an IGTV. It's so hard laying a boundary, particularly with someone who historically tends to be quite venomous in their response. So I was like, oh, you're opening yourself up to attack. But I sent it. And actually what happened was, they just didn't respond. They kind of realized the only thing they could do, because it was such a calm and fair email that I sent, that the only thing they could do to maintain some power in the game was to just not respond to me and sort of show their whatever they were trying to show with that. But it's so hard, that stuff I find, because I get so eaten up with anger and the desire to punish and to get my revenge and show them this isn't okay. And, you know, the rage can consume me. And it was a big moment for me to both stand my ground, lay a boundary, but do it from the wiser part of myself rather than from the wild lioness who wanted to get out there and, you know, attack. So yeah, that's been my challenge.
Wow, that's
and my lesson.
So hard. Well done.
Thank
Amazing.
You. And it's only recent. It's fresh, and it's an ongoing thing with this person, and it is such that we can't really completely get them out of our lives. So it's, yeah, it's, I'm always just like,
grateful for them, that they are a constant source of lessons and growth. You know, your teachers come in many different shapes and forms. I wasn't expecting it in this way, but here we are. I'm learning a lot. Opportunity for growth. And a wonderful mirror. I'm doing shadow work at the moment with Donna, and it's a wonderful mirror to see your own shadow side, like, you know, all the entitlement and the hostility and the aggression and the lack of respect. And it's just like, okay, now look inwards. Where do you have that going on? And yeah, so it's, yeah, that's been my challenge.
Powerful.
What are you grateful for, Vicky?
Oh, so many things. I'll read out just a few of them. I've got quite a long list this time. My new home, the NHS, modern medicine.
Oh, yay!
My loving and supportive friendships, the healing power of nature, good coffee, dogs, sunshine, and, yeah, a few other things.
Oh, I love that. The first thing I wrote down was Vicky and Project Love. Aww. I was feeling so happy and grateful to be back together and connecting with the community and, yeah, really Yay. Good. And then I wrote the Monday Crew. And the Monday Crew, so if you don't know what that is, I do a podcast, mini podcast episode every Monday. And when you sign up to the Monday Crew, you also get a weekly check-in toolkit that I've designed that I do every Monday before I record the episode. And I've realised, well, I'll talk about it a bit more when we get into the commitments, but where I thought I was headed at the start of last quarter is absolutely not where I want to be going now. And I've realised I love the Monday Crew so much, and that sort of supportive community and that the community that I connect with. And I realise that's what I want to have at the heart of my business. They're my team. I want them to be telling me what they want me to create next, not like a publishing company. I want the people that I'm here to serve to tell me what they want to create next. I want this to be more a part of my, you know, my journey and giving input. And so I'm feeling huge amounts of gratitude for the Monday Crew that is growing. And yeah, giving me so much, and obviously also my garden and all of my friends. There's a long list of friends as well. So, on to the October check-in. Vicky, what have you done from your list of commitments?
So one of my commitments, I don't actually remember setting this one, but one of my commitments was to go on holiday. What an easy commitment, just have a break, have a week off, which I did.
Yay!
I went to Scotland for a week and it was amazing.
Tropical, it was actually tropical Scotland.
Yeah. And the Scots were saying, we've never seen weather like this. It was actually, there was a heat wave here. When was it? Was it the end of July, I think it was the end of July. And we were there for a week and every single day was boiling hot, sunny. And we were like, wow, this is incredible, because we were just surrounded by nature, like from the garden, you can see the sea. So we were sunbathing in the garden. It's like being at the beach because you could just see the sea right in front of you. And we were right by this beautiful pine forest. And oh, it's just like being surrounded by beauty and nature for a week. It was just so, so nourishing. And what a bonus that we got such good weather. We were swimming. I've never swam in a loch before, so did that.
Aww.
And I spent some quality time with Pav and some friends of ours. And it was the best week ever. Loved it. Oh. Who knew? I'd never connected with Scotland in such a way before.
Oh, God, I love Scotland. Yeah. Love Scotland. She is raw and beautiful and wild. And I love the energy of Scotland.
Mm.
I have a lot of Scottish ancestors in my bloodline, I think.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. The Argentine side, it's largely Scots.
Oh.
That left Scotland to... left the farms of Scotland to go and find, something else on the other side of the world. Mm. Went on a massive adventure.
Wow.
So, yeah, but a lot was from Scotland. Anyway, fun fact. What else was in your, what were your other commitments? Did you do all of them?
No, I did 2 out of 3. So my second commitment was to start creating an online course, which I've done, and I've had some really good, solid quality time on that. I thought I was going to launch it in the autumn and then realized how wildly ambitious that was. I did try, but yeah, I mean, it was that was such a mammoth task to have it ready for then. And also then the move, then we decided to move after I'd made those commitments too. So my priorities completely changed.
Yes.
So then the course was put on hold and has been actually since probably for the last couple of months. My third one that I didn't do was to try 2 new recipes from my new cookbook. I bought this new Ayurveda cookbook that I haven't yet opened, and I really wanted to cook 2 recipes, but then with the move I didn't even know where the book was, because then we'd packed it and I've only just got it out again, so on the other side. So for practical reasons that hasn't been possible.
It was at the bottom of a box.
Yeah. I feel like a dog ate my homework.
Exactly.
that didn't get done, unfortunately. What about you?
So absolutely nothing. I did not complete one of my commitments, and 2 of them, like you, I couldn't believe it when I look back at what I'd said I would do. So the first one was, I was also going to create a course that takes people from exhausted to thriving in 30 days. I was going to create the course in 3 months, and Vicky, I was going to start a new podcast, The Monday Experiment. So those 2 things I was going to do by now, but also including the summer holidays. I was just like, wow. I mean, after all these years, I can still be completely disconnected from what is realistic. Like,
same.
I was like, thinking of the Selena back in July, I was like, she completely nuts. Like, why did she think that was going to be? I mean, I kind of thought, like, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking, Vicky, to be honest. But also, much like your priorities changed, and this is something, it is an important point, that you sometimes commit to something and the first step really is is to test out if you actually do really want that. I committed to it and really took it seriously and was exploring it, but it just either, I kind of started focusing on other things, or it just didn't quite feel like, it was more like a not quite that, or other ideas were coming up and I was like, well, I'm obviously not committed enough to that to want to really be pushing forward with it now. And I really listen to that these days. But also then I decided, actually, do you know what? Enough of this focus all the time on work. I want this life-work balance, and I'm going to do this 8-hour work week, experiment over the summer holidays so I can hang out with Sammy and so I can rest. And in that space and that stillness and the not pushing forward any of my projects, that was also the choice. I'm not going to spend time, because I was only doing 8 hours. And so it was really, I just focused on my coaching clients and the Monday crew and nothing else. And it really helped me to sort of see actually what was most important to me and what it was I really wanted to do. So while I didn't do those 2 commitments, it was out of choice. And also, it is important sometimes to commit to something, play it out, and actually see if this really is the direction you want to go in. I do want to do both those things for sure. But first step was, I really want to take the Monday crew to the next stage and make it a bigger part of my work and my business. So if you're in the Monday crew, watch this space. And if you're not yet in the Monday crew, also watch this space. There'll be more to come on that. But the other thing was, I didn't do, was I had said I was going to book in time to spend on the 2 courses I was doing, Deepening Into Life and Nova Reed's Anti-Racism course. And I did spend time on those, but I didn't book it into my calendar, which was what the point was. And so what I've done this time, I was like, Selena, like, it's so frustrating. I just write these things in, and then within 2 days, if you asked me what I'd written down, I would have forgotten it. And I didn't do anything to bring it to life. So I didn't put anything in my calendar. So this time,
when I wrote down my commitments for between now and the end of the year, with each one, I wrote down the action that I had taken to actually make sure that I stick to it. So I've put things in my calendar and I went and bought things, well, I'll explain in a moment, to actually get the ball rolling so that it doesn't just stay as words in my journal that then I forget about until we do our check-in. So, yeah, it was a good lesson in my not doing a single thing in my check-in.
But that is a good lesson that there is a power of changing your mind, isn't there?
When yeah.
You try something on for size and then you're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to change my mind. Your priorities change and going with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such an important lesson.
It's that. And it's also actually, is there something that's missing in me? How can I support myself in honouring that commitment? So those two things were missing. So one was, fair enough, you changed your mind. Fully respect that. But number two was like, you didn't do it because you just wrote it in your journal and then thought magically it was going to happen. That's not how it works. I know this, having been teaching people about life design for roughly a gazillion years. So it's just like, why don't I use my own tools? So this time I did. I coached myself and I wasn't going to let myself just do repeat, you know, rinse and repeat something that doesn't work. Finally. So what are your commitments? What do you want this next quarter to be about, Vicky?
So I am going to recommit to my cookery and I am going to take the book out of storage.
Step one. When are you going to do that?
Today, literally after this recording, I'm going to get it and put it in the kitchen so that I can see it every day. So this kind of thing really helps me. It's that reminder to do it. It gets put on my radar and then I know that it's going to happen when I can actually be reminded of it each day. And then also after this recording, I'm going to diarize my first action on this, which is to actually choose the recipes I want to make. So I'm going to choose two. And so the first part of that is really just getting inspired and looking at the pictures probably and figuring out which two recipes and then booking in a calendar entry for that first recipe. And this may sound to people that actually cook, this may sound really kind of, wow, L plates here, but this is so me in cooking. Like I need to start with, you know, the real basics, And get myself in the right mindset. So things like this really help me when I can see it, when I get inspired, that really helps me to get into the mindset. So supporting myself, like you said, supporting myself with this is step one.
And I've been on a real journey with this myself, as you know, and many of our listeners know, that I struggled for years with the whole cooking thing. You know, we both talked about it quite a few times. And I really used my quarterly commitments, particularly last year, to help me keep coming back and focusing on that. And it's so interesting. I said to a friend, I've probably said just before lockdown, actually, the start of last year, I said to her, you know, I really have a phobia around cooking. Like I just feel, basically I had a narrative that I was useless at it. I was hopeless at it. I couldn't do it. I left it too late. Like there was no hope. I was never going to enjoy it. It was just something that I had to do, but I didn't want to do, but you know, all of this stuff. And she just turned around to me and she went, oh. I said, give me some tips. She's a really good cook. Well, how shall I get started? She just literally went, just do it. I'm like, oh, right. She's like, just of course you can cook. She said, just do it. And for some reason, that just made me go, oh, I stop making excuses and fussing around it and do it. So I started setting myself these commitments. And I now, what's happened is I've got a few classics now that I can do really well. And now I've got a few classics. First of all, I've shown myself it's not true that you can't cook, you can cook. Also, you enjoy it. It's quite a nice meditative thing to do.
Yeah.
And now that I've got a few things that I can do and that Fonz loves, and so I can do them on a regular basis, it's created a bit of a foundation. And now I'm adding little things and now I'm getting into the enjoyment. But the first part I really needed to have it as my quarterly check-ins, my quarterly commitments, and find ways to make it fun and find ways to make it easy. And once I did that, I just now I've got into the swing of it and now I'll be like, oh, what's in the fridge? Right, let me have a look up. Let me find something simple very key for me, that I can do with that. I know the kinds of flavours I like. Like, I know the kinds of foods that I like now. It's even that. It was like, what is my kind of food? So as someone who was very much like you, Vicky, I can happily report that even at the ripe old age of 41, or I can't remember how old I am, 41, I keep forgetting, I believe it's 41, you know, you can suddenly get into something that you never thought would be your kind of thing. It's like exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, who knew I'd be really into exercise and cooking and gardening? Who am I? I love her.
And baking.
All right, let's not listen. I baked a cake once. I wouldn't say I was there. And some biscuits.
Cookies and biscuits.
That was Christmas. But yeah, I can do it. I did also learn how to finally bake a cake. I realised that there was a vital technique with baking a cake that I had been missing, where you have to cream the butter and sugar. I didn't realise what that meant. I was just like whacking them in together in a Maggi mix. And anyway, for those who know how to bake, you'll know how ridiculous it was that I was attempting to bake a cake in such a way, but I didn't know. And you know what? It's also about being comfortable with being a learner, with learning.
Yes.
Being a beginner and not
yes.
knowing.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's that's really, really important.
Yeah.
I watched this in Sammy. He's just started ninja school and he did his second class and he came out of it and said, was it fun? He went, no. I said, oh no, he said it was fun. I said, did you enjoy it? He went, no. He said, I don't like being told what to do. And he said, and I said, do you also not knowing what you're doing? He went, yeah. I said, do you not want to go back? He went, oh, I want to go back every single week. And I was like, oh, wow. So he was acknowledging the fact that there are many elements of this that he didn't currently enjoy, but he really wanted to go. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. Because, you know, he obviously knows that, I guess, that over time he will get better and he will learn how to do it. But he's just like, yeah, it's no fun being told what to do and not knowing what I'm doing. I was like, fair enough. I hate that too. But, you know, in the beginning, when you're a beginner and a learner, you do have to just suck it up
yeah.
if you want to get to where you want to get to.
Yep, I'm going to wear my L plates with pride.
Yeah, exactly. So what else is in your list of things you're going to do?
So I'm going to go on a date with Pav. We're going dancing next week.
Oh,
very exciting. We haven't
I
been...
I love that.
Haven't done anything like that for over 2 years, so... really excited about that one. And my third one is to continue with the online course that I've been working away on and have it ready to launch in Q1 2022.
Woohoo! Amazing.
Yeah.
So mine, I've gone for back to basics again, and I really wanted to do commitments that weren't to do with work. So in my life work, my new life work balance. So number one, a weekly date with Wonder. This is something that Donna gets us to do in the Deepening Into Life course. And I have, do you know, it's interesting. I have a real resistance to it. I'll do it for a moment and feel this incredible magic as I look at the leaves and imagine I've seen them for the first time. But the idea is you do it for half an hour and I will not do it. And I was journaling on why is it? And it's back to that same thing. I'm worried that I won't be able to do it. I'm worried that somehow it will be like this disappointment. I'll try it and I won't feel the way I want to feel. And so I'd rather not even try. I was just like, wow. So my commitment is to do it every week and put it in the diary. So what I did as I wrote it down, as I went to my diary and I've put in a time to do it today. And each time I do it, I'll then put a time to do it the following week. And that is my commitment. And it's, I really want to do it, but I've got such a resistance to it. The second one, again, is, well, like you rather, Vicky, it's a date with Fonz. We're going on an away date. We're going to a hotel.
Ooh.
And it's like it's called the Birch Community. And it's like a lovely hotel just outside of London. You get nice massages and nice food. It's supposed to be lovely.
We're just waiting for certain things to be able to fix a date. And then my third one, it's so simple, but I've been meaning to do it since the start of summer and I still haven't done it, so it's going in my commitments. I want to get back into reading books, reading novels before I go to bed. And the big barrier to me doing that is I just haven't bought the books. So my wonderful friend Sarah on Instagram, What Sarah Read Next, she gives such good book recommendations. She was the one that recommended to me Love in Colour, Vicky, that I lent to you.
Yes, I finished it.
Did you? Oh, isn't it so good? So she's recommended a whole load of novels. So I've written, I'm going to buy three novels and get back into reading before I sleep. So the first thing I did after writing that is I ordered two books, and also including the new Sally Rooney one, which everyone seems to be reading.
Oh, yes, it's very good.
Have you read it yet?
Yeah.
So, those are my three commitments, keeping it simple again, and this time honouring the commitments by translating it into, you know, getting the ball rolling. And, I'm excited about, I'm really feeling very activated at the moment. I feel like I've, the sort of stillness of the last quarter that I chose to take and the stepping back and the relaxing has really helped me to find my direction with work. And I'm really excited for this next chapter that's going to be really focused on the Monday crew and taking it to the next level. And then courses and podcasts will follow. But there's more to life than work, Vicky. Yes. Take it slow. There's no rush. It's all right. I got to have my time for gardening.
Yeah. Being in wonderment.
And being in wonderment, exactly. And doing all the things that I, you know, so much of my intention at the start of the year was about finding that sort of connection with nature. And my word for the year was magic. And I was really trying to change that word, wasn't I, partway through the year. And I was like, this isn't working. I give up. And now I'm starting to realise, this is where the magic is. And it's not necessarily found where I thought it would be. So feels good. Mm. Any final words from you before we say goodbye to our lovely listeners?
It's so good to do this with you, with our listeners. Oh, such a nice experience, such a nourishing experience.
Actually, talking of which, what we would love is, as we are revealing the new cover for Goodbye 2021, Hello 2022, and we're going to be celebrating the power of the journals, we would love to hear from you. If you did the journal maybe the first time last year, or if you've been doing it over the years, we would love to hear either the difference that it's made to you, dreams that it's helped you to bring to life, or just let us know what your goodbye hello ritual is, because we'd love to be celebrating that on Instagram and, you know, sharing the power of these journals, because, you know, we hear all the time from you guys, like, how powerful it's been. And we'd just love to hear and share some of your stories, whether it's a couple of lines or whether you want to send a whole email. We'd just love to celebrate the power of this journal.
If you receive these podcast episodes by email, you can just hit reply. Otherwise, email us at hello@loveprojectlove.com.
And don't forget, in this journal, in the Goodbye 2020, Hello 2021, we have a final reflection at the end of the year. So don't miss it, because that's it's a new addition to the journal. And before you start your new one, there'll be a final reflection of the year to do, to really look back through the pages of your journal and reflect on, you know, some of those intentions that you set that you'd forgotten about that came true, and you know, just taking a good look back. So yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that as well at the end of the year.
Yeah, me too. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the episode, the Goodbye 2021, Hello 2022 journal is available now to pre-order. Head to the goodbyehellojournal.com. We'll also put the link in the show notes and you can go and see the cover, see the beautiful new design for this year, and pre-order your copy for you and your loved ones.
Yay! Oh, it's so good to be back. Please do send in your stories about how the Goodbye Hello Journal has made a difference to you, or how you like to do it. And we will see you back here next month. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device.
And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.